This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
With the 10th pick in the NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select.
And now it's time for Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, what, just probably under a couple months away. The NFL draft is a free agency to get to as well. It is a great time. It's an even better time because the Bears are not being led by Matt Eberflus. They are being led by one head coach Ben Johnson, still GM Ryan Poles, and Let's talk about what they may do in the draft. Now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline, David Syvertson of Our Lads. Download the Circa app today. David, thanks so much for your time on a Tuesday night. How are things?
Thank you for having me. Things are great here. This is kind of pedal to the metal for Our Lads. We have our draft guide that has to be sent to the printer in the next 3 weeks. So this is really where we are, kind of 24/7, 365, where it all comes to a head. And we're really pumped to get that guide out and talk football with you guys.
Yeah, this is go time for you all, David. Let's begin with that offensive line. Pick number 10 for the Bears. If you know, it's so interesting. We'll get to quarterbacks in a little bit. That there are so many things that can change track, change pace, and the way the dominoes fall, even at pick number 10. But for you, what you all see at Our Lads, what would be best case scenario for the Bears there at available on the board at number 10?
I'll tell you what, there's a good shot they're going to get their number two or number one offensive lineman in this draft. And I think you have to try to avoid trying to be cute and just stick there. And there's two names that really stand out to me for two different reasons. One is Kelvin Banks from Texas, and another one is Armin Membu from Missouri. Both guys that can play tackle if that's where you want to end up going with them in the future. But initially, they can play guard. You could even make the argument they project better inside, and nobody wants to take a guard this high up in the draft. But the game is changing, guys. I mean, that defensive tackle with what teams are doing in the NFL, we just saw it in the Super Bowl. The gap between the importance of a tackle and a guard is shrinking year by year. And I think we're just going to eventually look at offensive linemen as just that, offensive linemen that are going to keep your franchise quarterback upright. And that's where I think you can just go into that number one spot of their draft class and say, hey, Kelvin Banks and Armin Membu are two guys that are can play guard early and could project a tackle later on if you need to move them out.
Yeah, David, it looks like the Bears will be starting over at both guards positions. So just to help us learn a little bit, why do they project better at guards than they do tackles? This is just size, arm length, or whatnot?
Both of them do measure in well enough. It's more about body control and just the ability to play powerful. I think that both of these guys have enough power to get movement off the ball, but they do lack a little bit of consistency with footwork, redirect ability in space, and just overall balance. And that is less of an issue to me inside than it is outside, because you're playing against space and defenders when you're a tackle, where guard, you have a little bit more support on both sides, and you're playing more like in a phone booth where your technique, power, and anchor are a little bit more important, and that's where those guys excel.
Any chance Michigan defense lineman Mason Graham could be there at number 10, or does that feel almost impossible?
I would say less than 50% chance, but this is the underwear Olympics time of the year, and he's not going to win many people over this time of year. He lacks length. He's not the fastest. He doesn't have a huge pass rush repertoire that people fall in love with, and I wouldn't be shocked to see him fall this low, but there's just a few teams that could really use an interior force that it would. I kind of lean towards the other side of it, where he'll probably be gone before he's there.
Let's discuss running backs for a number of reasons. I know that this is a very deep draft class, but then you also, a lot of people like to look back at when the Lions, and it was not a popular pick, but when they went and got Gibbs, and that was a move that they made. Now Ben Johnson is here. Would you be shocked if they went the running back at number 10? Is there a running back that may be worthy of that selection?
I only see one as worthy of that selection, and he probably will be there, Ashton Jeanty. I do think this team, this is what I talked about earlier, that's a temptation pick to me. The running back is usually the last piece of the puzzle that you want to insert, kind of what Philadelphia just did with Saquon Barkley. They really built the foundation of their roster up front, and they made sure that once that part of the roster is set, the offensive line, that's when you insert the running back. To me, you'd be drafting Ashton Jeanty and hoping that in the next two or three years, the interior of this offensive line is better, and now you're kind of just wasting carries and wasting that low contract that you'd be paying him. I think the smart move would be here in such a deep running back class is to look at one of those three day two picks that you have and try to find a home run hitter in the discussion of Jahmyr Gibbs. You have Trevion Henderson from Ohio State. You have Jadon Blue from Texas. R.J. Harvey from Central Florida. These guys are home run hitters that would really bounce DeAndre Swift out if you bring him back, and Roschon Johnson.
What do you think of Iowa's Caleb Johnson?
Oh, he's one of my favorites as well. I mean, he's another guy that I think you'll never get me criticizing anybody picking him on day two of the draft. I actually have a late first-round grade on him. Big power guy. DeMarco Murray is the name that comes to mind when I watch him back in his heydays in Dallas. Just a one-cut, big, forceful guy with great vision. He's hard to get down initially with contact on initial contact by defenders. Kind of like a wide zone runner. So it kind of depends on what kind of scheme and what kind of runner Ben Johnson wants to edge that backfield. But if he wants size and power, he's at the top of the list.
David Seibert, Sandbar, lads with us on 6-7 The Score. David, let's talk a little quarterbacks. The Bears obviously have their quarterback, but if there were a run on quarterbacks, which I don't expect it to happen this year, but if there were a run, it certainly would help the Bears get an even better best player available. How many quarterbacks do you think realistically will be off the board by pick number 10?
I mean, just because of the way the NFL is right now, because of the demand of quarterbacks in the top 10 prior to the Bears on the clock, it's going to be two. I'd be shocked to see Jackson Dart or anyone else really slip into that spot. But you know what? I would have said that last year with Michael Penix. And, quarterbacks, we always say in scouting, there's scouting football and then there's scouting quarterbacks. It's almost two completely different drafts. And Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, we don't love them. They would not have made our top four last year. But we know the demand for quarterbacks, it's just different. And you have a lot of teams up there. So I think you're definitely going to see those two guys off the board, even though they're not one of my top 10 players in this draft, neither one of them. But they probably will be off the board. You can cross those two guys off the stack before the Bears are on the clock.
What do you see as Cam Ward's ceiling?
Cam Ward's ceiling, to me, that's a good question. I'm a little bit of an old school guy, and I remember what Steve McNair did with the Tennessee Titans. I feel like he's that kind of power arm talent, maybe a little bit of stiffness. I think that's like his upside, a guy that can get you to the playoffs, but I don't know if he's good enough to elevate the entire system around him. But there's a lot of rawness to him. He was a zero-star recruit. Nobody wanted him out of college. He played in a wing-T offense, incarnate word, Washington State to Miami. The one thing you like about him is that he continues to get better as he levels up against his competition and gets better coaching. So that's the one thing that can give you hope, that he does have a higher ceiling than Shedeur Sanders, but I think he's starting from a lower point.
I've heard that Shedeur guy's got a pretty famous father. I heard he was a pretty good athlete, too.
Yeah, baseball player, right?
yes, he was. He was a very good baseball player. He was better at knocking down the football than throwing the football. What do you make of Shedeur? I mean, you said that he wouldn't make your top four of quarterbacks last year, but if you were to put him in best player available, where would Shedeur actually fall?
If you're going to ask me just to stack these guys and not consider the positional value, I don't think he's one of the top 30 players in this draft. And I know I might not be in the minority there, but to me, he's not that big. He's not that fast. His arm isn't that big, and he doesn't really. There's a slowness to him in the pocket against pressure that it bothers me every time I watch him. And I think he's going to have to really speed things up and get better at feeling pressure, especially in the NFL. This is a guy that measured in the measurement I have on him from last spring, which is official. Under 200 pounds. There are almost no quarterbacks that play under 200 pounds in the NFL, and he's not a young, super young kid. I don't know how much he's going to fill out. And, you know, there is a swag to him. There is an accuracy component that he has. I do like the fact that he loves the game and he knows the game. But just the physical upside of him, I just think, is a lot less than what we had to work with last year.
What do you think the next quarterback off the board will be?
It'll probably be Jackson Dart. I do think that Will Howard has picked up some steam because he ended the year at a really high level. There's some love for Tyler Shuck out of Louisville. I'm not there on him. But I will say this about Jackson Dart. If you came up with the 30 best throws of every single quarterback from last year in college football, he probably has half of them himself. I mean, his highs are very high, but the problem is his lows are very low. And I don't like saying that about a guy that has 41 career starts in college. And then you have to consider the Lane Kiffin system. You don't want to use this too much against him, but he really has never put a quality quarterback into the NFL coming from his offense, a very simple offense. And the fact that he was making a lot of really head-scratching decisions after starting 41 games in college is a little alarming to me. But I do think his highs, his flashes are going to get him drafted day two.
David, what players, and specifically for the Bears, what players should I have asked you about that I haven't as of yet that we should have our eyes on?
I really want to stay along the offensive line. I know it's not the sexiest thing in the world. I'll give you a playmaker on defensive on the defensive side as well. But Donovan Jackson from Ohio State was a career guard for the Buckeyes. He almost came out last year. He returned to improve his draft stock because 2023 was not very good. But Josh Simmons, a tackle I really like, by the way, I do think he's a off-the-radar guy that the Bears could be looking at in the first round, a left tackle. He went down against Oregon early in the year. Donovan Jackson, a career guard, moved over to left tackle. And I'm telling you this right now, Ohio State does not win the national championship without Donovan Jackson. So what he did at left tackle, and he's got 34-inch arms, which kind of fits he kind of has the tackle profile. He's an outstanding athlete with outstanding balance and redirect. I mean, this is a guy that you can get in probably day two, and he can play both spots at a similar level to what we talked about with Kelvin Banks and Armin Membu. So that's a name to keep an eye on if you do look elsewhere with that first pick. And when you're talking about improving the defensive front, I know you guys mentioned Mason Graham as a possibility. If it would be a surprise pick if he was there, and maybe he could give you guys an identity up front. But this defensive tackle class, guys, I mean, there's going to be probably 18 defensive tackles with starter grades, and you normally don't have more than a dozen. And at the top, in round two, Darius Alexander from Toledo, a slightly older prospect, but he's big, he's tall, he's fast, and he can play inside out. He was the most dominant defensive lineman I saw in person in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. And this is a guy that I think is a little off the radar, but he has NFL written all over him.
No way Abdul Carter is anywhere near number 10, right?
No shot. No shot. He's a special player, a special prospect. And
he got to show off with one arm. You know, it was like,
yeah,
hey,
seriously, yeah.
What would it look like if one of the best players in college football played with just one arm, and then Abdul Carter went out and did it, and he was still blowing guys off the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, it's amazing how few people knew what kind of condition that shoulder was in for most of the year and what he was doing. I mean, it's almost impossible not to think about Micah Parsons when you're watching him for multiple reasons. But to me, it's the tape. It's not even the jersey number or the jersey that he played with on his back. It's the style of play. It's the explosion, the violence, the leverage. I mean, he's got it all.
David, you mind if we do a little bit of a revisionist history before we let you go? You know, you can imagine watching Jaden Daniels, there was a lot of conversation about, well, should he have been the number one overall pick? I'm one that says, listen, this is not a one-year league. We still have a long ways to go, although I will give Jaden Daniels his flowers. He was exceptional. And by the way, Bo Nix also went to the playoffs with the Denver Broncos, mm-hmm. and he landed in a good spot with Sean Payton. Kind of looking back at what we saw last year, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, I don't know what our lads had Caleb at that time, but how different did the year go, what you thought it may look like, or perhaps it played out the way you thought it may?
Well, I will tell you, it's all in our 2024 draft guide. If anyone wants to go look at it, we did have Jaden Daniels as QB1 last year, and we did advise that the Bears should take him over Caleb Williams. I mean, the separation in grades was not big. Caleb Williams is also a very special prospect that has an upside that very few can ever touch. But we just felt that Jaden Daniels actually brought a little bit more to the table, and he actually was going to enter the league with a higher current level of play. The question about Jaden Daniels that we're not going to have an answer to for quite some time is, will he physically hold up with that frame? That's always going to be something that you're going to have to keep an eye on. Every time he gets sacked, you're just crossing your fingers, hoping that he didn't get, you know, pancaked even further than he actually is normally is. But, you know, Caleb Williams, to me, he does things that Jaden Daniels cannot do. He just needs to be more consistent. At the end of the day, you watch playoff football, it really comes down to who does not make the mistakes. And Caleb Williams made a few too many mistakes in college for us to put him above Jaden Daniels. And I think we saw some of that in their rookie seasons respectively. But by no means should anyone be upset with what Caleb Williams did in last year. I think he needs a little bit more support up front for us to get a real feel of what he can actually do.
Yeah, I would agree. If you want to be the smartest person in your friend group, if you want to be the smartest person at work when it comes to the draft and football overall, college football, our lads is where it is at. David Syvertson, thanks so much for your time, David. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you, guys. It was great talking to you. We'll talk soon.
All right. Good stuff there from David Syvertson. Our lads is, again, they are going to do the deepest of dives. They are going to, and, you know, they always stand firm on what they say. And oftentimes, revisionist history, that's a time where you can go, we got that right. We told you so, and we got that right. They weren't the only ones, per se, to have Jaden Daniels above Caleb Williams, but I won't go on my diatribe yesterday or last Friday when I was on, when Caleb has plenty of material if he wants to motivate him this offseason because of the naysayers. Or he can just listen to Ben Johnson. That may be the better thing to do, is like, hey, Ben, what's our plan? This is what you want me to do? Well, let me try to execute and learn and study and be the absolute best that I can be, because the Bears have gone out and paid for what is the best head coach on the market. To the quarterbacks, you know, it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. As I mentioned, like, you would love a run on quarterbacks where best player available is there for you, because, you know, the Bears roster still has a ways to go. But I'll say this. One, I don't think that the cupboard is as bare as a 5-12 team normally would look like. You know, I remember a Hail Mary game and then an absolute crumbling of a team that then lost 10 straight. I also remember a team that was 4-2, and six games in, we may have thought that they have a playoff team in front of us. We're somewhere in the middle there. But the roster is in a place where the Bears ultimately, I believe, can take best player available. And if this is a defensive line deep draft, then that's a direction they could go. If it's an offensive lineman, whether it's the first or second on their big board that is there, then they can go that direction as well. And ultimately, that's where you want to be. Where you don't want to be is in the desperation camp. The desperation camp is those that are reaching for a quarterback. I don't know if Cam Ward is a reach. He may turn out to be good enough. I do feel like Shedeur Sanders is a reach if we're talking about a top five pick. There was a video of Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders working out together. It was pretty fascinating. And they were both going through drills. Cam Ward's arm strength may have been 30% better, right? He had that kind of arm goes up by the ear, short throw, and the ball just flipped out of his hand. And then he had Shedeur that a little bit more of a wind up, and the ball still didn't come out of his hand. And it's not nitpicking when you talk about an NFL window versus a college window of when a quarterback is open. And you almost have to throw it to them and make sure that no one else is able to get there, and that takes incredible arm strength. So the Bears are in a pretty good place at number 10. They're in a good place because they're not quarterback desperate, and they're in a pretty good place where they can take best player available, right? Because the roster, there's nothing perfect about it. But man, they're not reaching for a quarterback. I mean, you talk about purgatory for a lot of these teams. If you are desperate to have to take a Shedeur Sanders in a top five pick, not feeling great about where you are. May have Jaden Daniels ahead of Caleb Williams, but guess what? If you've got the top two best quarterbacks coming out of a draft with how good those two are, then the Bears are in a pretty good place. Coming up next, what is this draft like for the Bears, and how is it so incredibly different than what we saw last year? That's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, we'll get back to the combine in just a little bit. I am, you know, pretty interested in the difference, just the stark difference between this offseason and we're expected for the Bears to do this upcoming offseason. The difference between last year and this year is a lot of fun. Also excited to watch a little Luka Doncic tonight, right? Who doesn't love drama? Now, one of the things about the NBA that they say is, like, they're really good at drama off the court, or drama more in the news cycle than actual drama on the floor. But now I feel like we've got a great meeting of both of those. I just saw a video of Nico Harrison. That's the general manager of the Mavs. That's a man who traded Luka Doncic. I just saw a video of him leaning against, you know, the bench on the side there in camera view of Luka warming up. So that should be good tonight. Good on the NBA. I don't know how the Lakers land. It's like, you know, it's like Jeannie Buss has a deal with someone. Jay Moore, I guess. I don't know. That's another conversation about comedian Jay Moore. Ended up with Jeannie Buss, but I digress. That should be good. Still coming our way tonight. Sammy Sosa out there today with spring training. Taylor McGregor of Marquee had a great video of Sammy Holden court. And he was there on the bench. And I don't mean telling stories of days of old. I mean, he was actually like going over a swing. You could very clearly see him kind of showing point of contact and where he held his hands and how he got into his stance. And I found that to be kind of awesome. I mean, so much drama, and I wouldn't call it nonsense. I guess somewhere in there was bad blood, that the relationships need to be broken down, but they got over it. Sammy Sosa there talking to a lot of the Latin players. I thought that was very cool, and Sammy was happy. And so look forward to seeing him at Wrigley Field. Let's talk about one of those players. Kevin Alcantara has really garnered a lot of attention for the Cubs in spring training. Part of it is because Matt Shaw is hurt. Part of it is because Owen Casey is hurt, two of the big name guys there, especially Matt Shaw, the prospect who is expected to start at third base, although tough to do that if you're injured like he is. But Kevin Alcantara is 6'6". Did you know that? 22 years old, 6'6". That's a lot of moving parts at home plate.
That's like a small forward in basketball.
You ain't kidding.
In the outfield. That's Aaron Judge level.
He's just tall enough for Nico Harrison to trade away. But Kevin Alcantara is hitting, I think, 545, going the other way. I want to say he's, the 90th prospect in top 100 of baseball. And what do we do in spring training when a prospect is having success, especially if he's toolsy, right? Especially if he's fast, especially if he can fill a good spot on the bench. And if he's someone that Craig Counsell can use whenever there's a top prospect that has a big spring, we get really excited. And we go, this guy might break camp with the big league club. This guy's got a chance to make the opening day roster. But I would remind people, spring training baseball, very, very different than we're talking about regular season baseball. You know what I see the biggest difference? If you watch a spring training game, the thing that happens there is why the jump from AAA to the bigs is 1,000 miles apart. If you watch spring training games, the ball is around the middle of the plate far more than you will ever see in a big league game. The difference between double and AAA is not only the stuff with big league pitchers, but it is location. Stuff and location, not just stuff. Because minor league guys can hit stuff if it isn't located properly. But it's stuff and location. Right, so there are just a lot of balls that are closer to the middle of the plate than you will ever see at the big league level. And I'm not saying that he can't be really something special. I'm not saying that he can't end up being a legitimate big leaguer for the Cubs. I'm just saying right now, do not get too caught up in the numbers, because what we are watching in spring training baseball is very, very different than once you get to the big league level. And he's 22 years old. You know what's interesting in Kevin Alcantara is he was traded for Anthony Rizzo, right? Alcantara came over from the Yankees. And I watched Anthony Rizzo when he was 20 years old be brought up way too early with the San Diego Padres. Rizzo struggled mightily, was sent back down, and then somehow the Padres ended up devaluing him, in my opinion. Well, it's not really my opinion. They ended up trading him for Andrew Cashner. If you're going, who, I would say my point exactly. They lacked patience with Anthony Rizzo. He came up, struggled really, really badly, and then I think they question how good he could be. So Kevin Alcantara is 22 years old. That's not 20, but that is still incredibly young. So don't get too caught up in the numbers. Another thing, too, with all these really, really good prospects that the Cubs have, Ballesteros, You got Horton, you got Casey. Triantos is the other one I was trying to think of. Let them cook together in the minor league level, right? Let them spend some time together and continue to build those relationships. So if it's going to work, there's a brotherhood that is built in the minors.
So I don't know if you heard this clip from last week, but you talk about Kevin Alcantara, and he's been hitting really well.
Yeah.
And apparently, this is a clip from last week, he does not lack any confidence in his abilities.
I'm working every single day for Hall of Famer. I see one pitcher in my home when I have 13 years old. If my goal is a Hall of Famer.
He wants to be a Hall of Famer.
I heard that.
I love that.
And I love that. Can I applaud him for his ability to speak English? Now, I played in the minors, And so I
What? You played baseball in the minors?
I did. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I was picked number 1,000 to the San Francisco Giants in 2004.
Wait, what? Whoa. We need a whole 10 minutes on this. Wait, what position?
Yeah, Grody asked me about it in the crossover on Friday. So I thanked him for allowing me to bring up something that really means absolutely nothing except for it being, you know, cool for me.
I want your baseball card.
To my parents. I do have one, but it's going to cost you 19 cents, probably. But, no, so I was drafted by the San Francisco Giants in 2004. And in rookie ball, when I played in rookie ball, a young Pablo Sandoval was on that team. And we lived at, this is how old I am. We lived at the Days Inn in Scottsdale. And so I remember walking past, there was one room, I want to say every Tuesday and Thursday, where all the Latin players got together, and that's where they learned English. I could tell you from the sounds coming from that room, I felt for the teacher. I really felt for that teacher trying to organize these guys because they are high energy. But they do learn. It's really, really impressive. I you know, that no sarcasm for me. I speak one language and struggle with that one. So when I hear a young ball player like him not only be able to have that conversation, but showcase his confidence of being a Hall of Famer, I can tell you, that kid has put in a ton of work. And when I watch him play, I love watching him play. The whole point of this segment is give him time. Give him time, because the pitching that he's seeing, it might even be against some very recognizable names in the bigs. They're still working on their stuff. Ball's much more over the middle of the plate than you'll see on the corners. And because the Cubs do have arguably the best farm system in all of baseball, another reason to keep them down, let them play together, right? Let them get in work together. Talking a lot of the Bears today, a lot of the combine, 312-644-6767, a lot of draft conversation, a lot of free agency stuff. If you want to weigh in, you can do so right now. I felt like today is kind of the beginning of the Ben Johnson era in Chicago. Although he's in Indianapolis, but close enough. But really our first chance to hear Ben Johnson directly talk about plan, approach. Now, they can't say too much, obviously. Free agency hasn't even begun yet. The draft is a ways away, and players haven't even begun to put in work. But it was great to hear Ben Johnson with just more forward conversation than the yippee, he's our new head coach in that opening day press conference. But this year ultimately should be a little bit more boring than last year, right? Even with the hiring of Ben Johnson, you should feel somewhat of a lull as we make our way through this Bears offseason. I consider this to be the practical offseason for the Bears, where last year was the impractical. Or more of the improbable, right? It was improbable because the Bears ended up with the number one overall pick on back-to-back years and actually made the pick for the first time in decades. And it was improbable because you had a quarterback that you could immediately say as soon as he stepped to Hallis Hall, he was the most talented quarterback the Bears had ever had in their building. It was also impractical or improbable because they drafted a wide receiver in the top 10 and then went and got and traded for Keenan Allen, who may or may not wear a gold jacket one day. So they actually played fantasy football last offseason. From quarterback to two wide receivers, you could put them on your fantasy team just like it felt like they had them on their fantasy team. And your league may have gone as well as it went for them with a 5-12 season. So we did the impractical last year. It is time for us to get to the practical this year. And the practical means these are your lunch pail guys. These are your hard hat guys. You may know the name Trey Smith. What's another guard in free agency that the Bears may be going after? If you say, I don't know. Well, guess what? I'm not that far behind you. I just don't spend a lot of time memorizing guards in the NFL. I can name a couple. Kevin Zeitler is one of them from the Detroit Lions that Ben Johnson knows firsthand. So if Trey Smith isn't there, he may be there. But if this is an offseason where you're like, I don't really know this man that they just gave tens of millions of dollars to, guess what? That's okay. That's okay. Because this should be a very different year. This should be a trenches year. And the trenches is not as sexy as getting the number one overall pick and a Heisman Trophy winner, right? And a guy that's polarizing and that everyone's talking about. And you can go watch highlight videos for hours on YouTube. And same goes for Rome Odunze, and same goes for Keenan Allen. Because if you want some trickery from this beautiful mind, this offensive mind of Ben Johnson, then you better be able to hold an offensive line that can stop a defense from coming after you. Because I'm telling you, the first double lateral that they try to showcase and a defensive lineman blows through the line and knocks that ball loose and it's a turnover, well, Ben Johnson's just not going to look as smart. When those plays don't work because you don't have an offensive line similar to Detroit Lions, Ben Johnson isn't going to look as smart. Now, hopefully Ben is smart enough to know that there are things that he cannot do until this offensive line gets better. But we have gone from the impractical to the practical. We have gone from the electric in last year to hopefully just a very methodical, and you may have to work a little bit harder to understand who the Bears are actually going after. Ben Johnson today talked about the three interior offensive linemen that are leaving potentially for the Bears that are coming up in free agency, and how quickly can they be good, perhaps needing to change that whole interior offensive line.
I think it's been done before, right? I mean, I think there's a number of teams that did that last year. The Panthers come to mind when they went out in free agency and got a couple top guards and really changed the dynamic of their offense. And you saw them clicking there in the second half of the season once they started to really gel. So there's no question that you can change the dynamic of a room just like that. That particular room, it does take a little bit of time for five guys to come together, especially if you have to deal with the attrition and the injuries, for five guys to be working on the same page. It's when you watch the tape and you come away with, I think I made the statement in my opening press conference that that's an area we have to get better. That doesn't necessarily mean we need five new starters, because all it takes is one individual to blow up a play. And so we're just identifying where we can get a little bit better, and we're going to continue to raise that floor.
You know what another question is that I'd like to have for Ben Johnson is, how many captains do you plan on having? And does one of those captains plan on being an offensive lineman? Like, maybe even more surprising to me last year was not that they had eight. All right, no, that's the most surprising, because you talk about too many too many cooks in the kitchen. I mean, good Lord, eight captains on one team. If you've got eight captains, you have no captains.
Well, to give some clarity, the Lions last year had six captains.
Really?
Six. So they had Aiden Hutchinson, Alex Anzalone, Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell, and Jalen Reeves-Maben, which is a random one on there, but he's a special teams guy.
Okay.
So six.
All right, interesting. I wonder if Ben will approach it differently with how badly it went here with too many captains, where the Lions went 15-2. Things seem to be going pretty well there with the captains that they had. But one of the most concerning things is to have a starting rookie quarterback and not a single captain be an offensive lineman. I mean, how can you not have someone that is veteran-laden, that perhaps understands the ins and out of being a Chicago Bear, and then when you are in the huddle, have some confident eyes that can look dead at Caleb Williams and say, hey, this is the way it's going to go. This is why it's okay. Right, like there wasn't anyone that's regularly closest to Caleb in game or otherwise for him to lean on. So the Bears need to not only get better at the offensive line room, they need to find someone who has a lot of respect and a lot of cachet around the NFL.
I feel like we're ageist in sports. Like, if someone reaches a certain age, we're like, oh, God, get away. Don't take that person. Like a 24 person coming out of the NBA draft, you're like, I don't want that. For here, I feel like the Bears offensive line needs to get older.
Absolutely.
They need an old guy. They need that old head.
Yeah. And by the way, like an Andrew Whitworth type. Right, like someone that is respected around the league and immediately comes in. Unfortunately, you wish they was already there. Right, Olin Kreutz was on a lot of bad Bears teams. You also immediately, a head coach knew what he had. Knew what he had where he's like, I can start with that guy. I can build around that guy. I know what he's going to bring. I know what he's going to do for a quarterback. And I know what's going to happen in the huddle during a game. But it is hard for me to believe that Ryan Poles drafted a quarterback to play immediately and then was frugal on offensive linemen. Then did not spend money to have someone that he knew could be the leader in the room and the leader in the huddle when things got shaky for his quarterback. I think that's something that Ben Johnson is going to change drastically. And can they change three offensive linemen? Can they change three interior offensive linemen and be competitive immediately? They absolutely can, but it's going to cost them. It is definitely going to cost them, right? If they want to flip that offensive line quickly, that ain't happening through the draft. They're going to have to spend perhaps a majority of that money in free agency. And I think it's worth it. I want the Bears to win 33-30 instead of 17-14. That's where I come out on it. Ryan Poles continued to make the rounds of the combine and continued to say things maybe he shouldn't have said. That's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm next.
Can I ask you which is better? Detroit, Chicago?
Chicago, for sure.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That was Ben Johnson on pizza, if you're wondering. Not who his favorite team is, because hopefully that would be an easy answer. Actually, this one's probably an easy answer, too. Ben Johnson on ESPN was asked, better pizza, Detroit or Chicago? Damn right he said Chicago.
He's pandering. Pandering. Sure, that was disgusting for me.
I mean, I will say one of the things, I don't know if I totally bought it at first when he was talking about going to Cubs games in Wrigley. But the more I hear him talk about the city of Chicago, it seems legitimate. His brother is a season ticket holder for the Cubs. And so I you know, he said he's been coming here for 10 years. It was one of their summer trips. So it's not pandering. Okay, Robbie, it's legit.
It's just worse. It's, like, Detroit style pizza is so much better than Chicago pizza. It's not even close.
There's a guy in a Detroit Pistons shirt. All right, yeah, we're all coming from a place.
Okay, if someone has a Lou Malnati's and someone has a Jets pizza in front of them, they take a blind taste each. They're picking the Jets. I know for a fact.
Is it deep dish, Lou's, or thin crust?
It's deep dish.
I would
it's
go.
It's deep with dish, but it's not like the pie sloppy goo here in Chicago for tourists.
Can I give you my random thought of the day?
I would love that.
All right. I saw the trailer for the new Jurassic Park or whatever's happening there, and I am blown away by the staying power and the ability to keep relevant for something that hasn't walked the earth for 230 million years. I put my son down, my four-year-old. He turns 5 in April. I put him to bed last night. Hey, Dad, yeah? What's your favorite dinosaur? It's like, how do they do it? How do they still relevant? I mean, I will see an actor in a really great movie and never see them again for the rest of their lives. Yet here are dinosaurs. I mean, I'm doing T-Rexes versus Velociraptors. They haven't walked through 230 million years.
I mean, like, when we all pass on, we want to have a legacy. You know, we want to keep that legacy. They have the greatest legacy of all time.
It's amazing.
Like, if I go, maybe people talk about me for a year, 2 years, and then they'll forget about me. But dinosaurs, the T-Rex?
No one's talking about you for a year or two.
Millions.
No one's talking about a year or two. You've got maybe 4 to 5 days like the rest of us.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yes.
Now, the question is, will Ryan Poles be able to stay relevant, especially if he continues to admit things? Ryan Poles, was this with Pro Football Talk? Yeah, Ryan Poles with PFT on where things may or may not have gone wrong with Caleb Williams last year.
There was probably some steps skipped in the very beginning, just in terms of building the foundation.
Gotcha.
Some of the things that you have to have to, and what I believe, to operate at a high level in this league, even as a rookie. And I think that was accelerated probably a little bit much
just
for him.
Because you wanted to get him in there and get him started and see him playing. Right?
Yep. Okay. And with that, some of those things, as you know, as the league studies and figures things out, it gets exposed as you go along.
Right.
But what you saw was his talent show up countless throughout the entire season, especially in critical moments. That was the most important thing for me to take away from the season. In those critical moments, could he elevate his game? And unfortunately, a lot of those we didn't finish the game for whatever reason, but you saw him elevate and put us in a position to win, and I think we're going to be able to hold on to that, and that's going to show up as we move into the future.
Yeah. You think Ben can implement some of those little things and get him on track of bad habits or tells in his game or whatever else?
Yeah, Ben will not allow bad habits to continue on. So it will be called out. It will be dealt with before we move on to the next thing. Yeah. I have a lot of confidence in that. Yeah.
It is hard to believe that Ryan Poles still has a job. I can make sense of it. I'm not one that says that the Carolina Panthers trade was all luck, right? Like, luck is the residue of design. He had a plan, and it worked out for him. Luck has a lot to do with all successes. But at the same time, the more that he acknowledges all of the issues that went wrong last year by his own hires, he sat in that room and agreed that Shane Waldron should be the guy, but they're skipping steps. And he's right. I don't expect that from Ben Johnson, but Ryan is now in a place where really it is Ben Johnson's job to save his tenure. Like, whatever his final Wikipedia page is for his time with the Bears, it's somewhat on the shoulders of Ben Johnson. Because Ben Johnson hired the staff, Ben Johnson will now be expected to really get Caleb Williams right. And I don't know, not skip steps. You know why dinosaurs aren't around anymore? Skip too many steps. Okay? That's what's going to happen. But I really enjoyed today. Ben Johnson era is here. And enjoyed it with you. Robbie, great job.
You as well.
Thanks.
Sorry about that. I should compliment you as well.
No,
yeah,
I was going to get your last name wrong again because it's Cubs prospect. It sounds like it.
Well, Bruce Levine once called, he traded me. One time he said, oh, the Cubs may trade that Triano kid, James Trianto.
Which one of you will we talk about longer after you're dead and gone?
Definitely James Trianto.
I don't know. Definitely. I don't know. We got a ways to
basically
go.
Basically what I just said about Chicago pizza, too. People here will not be happy.
No, you are in trouble. Robbie said that. Judson did not say that. I'm Judson Richards. Have a wonderful rest of the night, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.